This is J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Out Radio. Welcome to part three of the show, and in it, I'm going to include interview comments with each of the five artists featured. Now, if you listened to part one, you heard me name the album Step Right Up by Canadian artist Jeff Straker as one of the best of the year. Here's Jeff talking about that album.
It's getting a lot of comparisons to early Elton John songs meets Rufus Wainwright, and possibly a little bit of Mika thrown in there as well. There's a lot of interesting characters in the songs. A lot of them are based on personal experiences. And some recent reviews have said that it's potentially a soundtrack to a yet-to-be-written musical.
Talk about the song, Tyke's Coming Out.
Tyke's Coming Out is actually about a real character who I went to grade school with as I grew up on the prairies. And he was a young Aboriginal boy who I'm still in touch with on Facebook, actually. And in grade two, by even grade two, grade three, he was doing, you know, quote-unquote, bizarre things like painting his nails with liquid paper and running around in the soccer field in girls' high-heel shoes. And we knew he was just quite different. But he dropped the bomb on our town in about eighth grade and came out of the closet and told everyone that he was gay. And this was far before gay was, especially in rural Saskatchewan, was common, or, you know, Will and Grace was on TV or anything like that. And he was the brunt of a lot of jokes as a result at the time. But in hindsight, everyone, almost regardless of who they are, just looks back on it as such a brave thing to do. Someone being absolutely 110% unafraid of being who they wanted to be, regardless of the context. So the song, I wanted to write about it, and I wanted it to be a celebration of that in a way, and so I tried to capture that in the essence of the music.
He was an extraordinary boy with prodigal fashion flair. And high school girls had swooned in his enigmatic air. And eighth grade tables turned and cats jumped out of bags. That caterpillar spread his wings and lost his legs, yeah. When he heard that voice calling down, he looked up to the sky and began to twirl around. And the whole town shouted,
Could you talk about the song Emoticons?
Emoticons, Dressed to Kill, and Bookmark are actually a trilogy. And the order they go in is the order they appear on the CD, Bookmark, Emoticons, Dressed to Kill. And they're actually three snippets that are my ode to online dating.
From personal experience?
Possibly. I can't tell.
You're not sure?
No, I won't tell.
I see the difference. You want to flesh those out a little more, maybe?
Sure. Bookmark is basically a little soundbite describing sitting at your computer and possibly even reading someone's online, you know, profile on a dating site. But it basically ends by saying, you know, I'll bookmark this profile once I pick all the pieces of my heart up off the floor.
Good looking, sense of humor, I like long walks at the beach. Don't smoke, Gemini spiritual, only drink socially. I'll bookmark that and initiate a chat once I've picked all the pieces of my heart up off the floor.
And that segues into emoticons, which is kind of it goes from slow to emoticons. It's quite fast and it's happy. And there's been a meeting, a match on some dating site, and in the short emoticons, they go over to MSN and they start to chat.
I see you wink, I see you smile. You're giving me those chat-room eyes. Your emoticons are making love to me. You're typing fast, a grammar queen. You're steaming up my computer screen. Do you wanna take this over to MSN? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. It's an online love affair. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. And maybe I don't even care that I never, ever, ever really met you. That I never, ever, ever really met you.
And then in Dressed to Kill, they actually, these characters, maybe it's me, maybe it's not, they go for dinner. And when they sit down at the table, the voice in the song realizes that the person does not look a thing like they looked in their profile, and it kind of goes downhill.
I had an experience like that.
I think it's something most people can identify with, because whenever I do it at a concert, I describe it as an ode to online dating, and then by the time I get to the end of Dressed to Kill, like it all comes together in the final line. You don't really know where it's going, and everyone gives a collective, oh, because you can tell everyone has had it happen.
Table for two, window seats, dressed to kill, nothing in my teeth. Three lovely courses and a dry French red wine. Oh God, I wish there was a way that I could nicely say, you look so much better online.
I've got a comment that I'm sure many people give you grief about Jeff Straker being so close to the name Jeff Stryker. And how have you dealt with this?
Well, my mom, unfortunately, hadn't watched much gay porn at the time when I was being born and didn't know the significance of the name. And I do find it to be possibly the best gaydar going when I say, hi, I'm Jeff Straker. And if I say it without pronouncing the A very well, if you see someone's eyes perk up, you know. But really, when I was born, an angel came down and gave me the choice of having a really, really, really good memory or a really, really big dick. And I can't remember which one I picked.
How often do you get the Jeff Stryker stuff?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, it's only weird because it makes me realize how popular Jeff Stryker is.
And that was Jeff Stryker talking about his album Step Right Up. And I'm pleased to say that I've met him, and he's just as delightful in person. I want to finish up his mini-segment with one more song from his album. It's called The Storm.
My soul is sore from too much praying. I got bruises on my palms, and the rosary's in pieces. I see the first light of dawn. I even left the porch light on for when the clouds had cleared. But the storm was overwhelming and washed too far away from here. It was raining black water at the foot of our four-poster bed, and the canopy was burning. Oh, the things that we said. And now the coffee percolator runs on overdrive, and all my coins are in the fountain, but all my wishes have run dry. I'm molding pieces of the tightrope. It was worn and it was frayed when the storm overtook us and washed the net away. It was raining black. Porch light on when the clouds had cleared, but the storm was overwhelming and washed you far away from here. It was raining black water at the foot of our
one of the show, I also played End of the World by Matt Albert, and that song has received a lot of well-deserved attention. But I want to share a song from his album that should also get attention. I asked Matt to tell me about the song Field Trip Buddy.
I love that you touched on this area, because I've not really heard that done before.
Oh, gosh. Well, Field Trip Day was like my favorite day of the year, because it was the one day of the year I got to hold hands with a boy all day long. Because they always have you partner up with, you know, a buddy, so that you won't get lost. And so I would always position it to where I would get to be field trip buddies with Doug Clark. And so the song is kind of about, you know, sort of the day in the life of, you know, a 10-year-old when you're sitting on the school bus and you're wondering if he's going to remember that you said he was going to be your field trip buddy, and you're wondering if when his arm is on the armrest in the symphony hall, if he's rubbing it against yours or if it just happens to be there, you know. So the song is really just trying to capture that innocence. I think the world would be a better place if boys could have crushes on boys.
The clumps of snow still clinging to my Velcros. I wonder if you remember, you said you'd be my field trip buddy. Come back on.
Never come back.
Balancing on. Elbows, you keep pressing so slowly.
I can't be making this up.
And the sugar plums turn to cotton candy. Our foreheads so close. Right there in the back row, foreseeing a standing ovation. We promise to be each other's field trip.
And here's another song by Matt that I think is just gorgeous. It's called Walk With Me.
I never knew if I was on the ground or in the sky. What does it matter when you're singing to no one? But you were holding your breath like a good little boy, saving it all in your dreams for someone. The brightest star, we were wishing on the same.
Matt Alber from his album Hide Nothing. And another artist I honored in my Best of 2009 show was Tom Goss. From his album Back to Love, I asked him to tell me about the song Back to Arkansas.
Well, Back to Arkansas was a song that, you know, strangely enough, I was, as half the songs that I write, I was sitting in front of my TV with the guitar. And that was the first line that I actually wrote in the song. The goes back to Arkansas. I don't know. It just sounded really cool to me, and so I started thinking about this whole concept of coming back to somebody that you love and having this kind of romantic dream and this kind of otherworldly romance with a person and having them be somewhere else in the country. And the kind of lengths you would go to then see that person, and then also kind of the romanticism you would have about the place that that person is in. I mean, when we think of Arkansas, we don't particularly think of it as romantic or beautiful or whatever. I mean, maybe somebody from Arkansas does, but I think normally people don't think of Arkansas at all. So if you put it in context as if you had somebody beautiful that you loved in Arkansas, kind of the imagery that you would have in going back to Arkansas and back to the person that you love.
It sounds very autobiographical.
It's you know what? Honestly, JD, it's not. I mean, obviously, I'm in love, and that's beautiful, so it's easy for me to write about love. But my songs are almost always autobiographical, but this one in particular is not. It's not autobiographical.
Did a good job.
Thanks. I mean, you know, it's autobiographical in the sense where, you know, I'm in love, and in the sense where I'm away from my partner a lot because I'm on the road a lot. So I do have the experience of, you know, just having that longing for the person that you love and the kind of positive and romantic feelings that surround that. So, I mean, in that sense, it's autobiographical.
In wandering trains, roll down the track. His tired feet, they ache and crack. Fly to Arkansas to see your face. Back to Arkansas, call it grace. In many queens, they sing a tune of kingdoms lost for me and you. And though the sun had faced to the west, still my heart it lays in your chest. So lay me down.
What song from the new album gets the most audience reaction?
Well, the most positive reaction is the single that I just released, Till the End. And I honestly didn't want to release it as a single. I had other songs that I was going to release as a single, but the reaction to that song has just been so overwhelming that I felt that I really didn't have any other option. And everybody that I talked about, you know, that was involved in the project that I really respected their opinions on, you know, everybody said unanimously, till the end, till the end, till the end. And I've never had something that's just been so unanimously positive. So it's been nice, both in the audio and in the visual.
Tell me about the video.
Well, we really wanted to work to create something that was simple, and something that was real and accentuated, you know, the simplicity and the depth of love. And so we got together, we scoured our friends and family, and we pulled together 11 couples and created an atmosphere to where they would feel comfortable acting naturally in a setting like they were sitting around on a Sunday morning just relaxing. And we had 11 couples over 162 years together total. And it just was a wonderful, wonderful experience. When I sat down to edit the video, I was just amazed at what we had captured. For the most part, we set the cameras up and we left the room and we played the song. And it really created just a great video. What excites me about it is that it makes people feel better about their own love. And at the end of the day, that's what I've set out to do.
Been taking it easy, just like a Sunday afternoon. You're driving me crazy, like you always seem to do. So I call you lazy and you snooze the day away. Sinking swiftly through those dreams of bittersweets. Take your fears and you can lay them at my feet. 'Cause I swear that I'm here till the end. And I know what love is, even if it's not the same as what your God says. You see, he truly is to blame for what is nonsense, 'cause God is love and love is good. Sinking swiftly through those dreams of bittersweet. Take your fears and you can lay them at my feet. 'Cause I swear smiling like you do. Your eyes are glow now. You see my face, look back at you. It's what we know now. It's for what we've always yearned. Sinking swiftly through those dreams of bittersweets. Take your fears and you can till the end.
And I know I played the song Till the End in part one, but I really wanted you to hear it again after you've heard him talk about it. It's a really beautiful video, and I hope you go to his site or YouTube to see it. Last year, I also found out about the UK band Wire Daisies and got to talk to their lead singer, Trina Morris, and to ask her about their album, which was called Wire Daisies.
The album was a collection of songs, some very soft, very acoustic, just acoustic, a little bit of piano and voice, and heartfelt. And then there are some where everyone gets to do their thing, a lot more rockier tracks, and it kind of goes from one extreme to the other, really. But I think what keeps them all together is the songs themselves. I think we're all very happy with it, and I hope everybody likes it.
Why the name Wire Daisies?
It was really difficult to come up with a name of a band, and we had to come up with something pretty quickly because it got to the stage where they were starting to do artwork and things like that. And we were out having a pizza in a place called St. Ives in Cornwall, and they had literally wire daisies on the table. And Alden kind of turned around and said, "What about wire daisies?" Pretty much like that, really.
Tell me about the song Rocket Girl.
Rocket Girl was written, it was the last one that we actually wrote and recorded. And I lost my phone, so I started using MySpace to contact people. And I actually met somebody over MySpace, a Canadian girl, and ended up going over and spending time with her, and she came over here. It's just about how small the world is.
Position, but I was glad to set upon a mission.
tell me about the song Gay Boy.
The song Gay Boy started off as a bit of a joke. The song was pretty much done, and we were struggling to find lyrics for the chorus, and Ollie, the keyboard player, who isn't gay, he came up to the studio one morning and just started singing, "He is a gay boy." I was like, okay, that's great, we'll use that. And then we got everyone in that day and finished the song off. It was kind of for a bit of fun.
How has that song been received?
It's been played in over here in England in a few clubs, and things go down well. There hasn't really been any negativity about it, and obviously because my bisexual orientation, I mean, it's not meant to be taken too seriously, really.
Oh, Marty, pick up the phone, goddamn you!
You heard Rocket Girl and Gay Boy from the album and band called Wire Daisies. Another UK act is one I've been following for years. She's from Scotland and she's Horse McDonald, but on her albums just goes by Horse, and I just love her voice. In early 2008, I did an in-depth feature on her on QMH, So this one catches us up. Here's the title track from her latest album, Coming Up for Air.
Say you love me, say you care, for I am lonely in my despair, into the unknown and the dark. I aim for any beam of light. I'm alright, 'cause I'm coming out for air. I run on air. I stop breathing. I cease to care. I've been so sad. I've been so blue. Touch my heart. Help me undo. I'm alright, 'cause I'm coming over air.
The new album is called Coming Up for Air, and it probably tells you in the title where I am or where I was during the making of the album. I've come out of a dark patch where I lost both parents very quickly after each other, and it was everyone involved found the whole experience quite empowering and cathartic, in fact.
Is there an overall message to the new album?
That's a hard one. I always write a song for the song's sake. I don't think, right, I'm going to write a collection of songs towards a set goal. I tend to deal with each song and do the song justice if possible. So it wasn't my aim to go in a particular direction, but a big core of the songs, a big core of the album is about loss, and about the inevitability of the ending of life. And it was a very, very new experience for me. So there was no specific goal, but I think at the core of it all, it's about feeling a little bit human.
What song on the album is getting the most attention?
I think Heaven Can Wait is one which is... I'll give you an example. We did a show just literally a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of fans have got the album in advance of its release, and there were actually rows of people holding hands and crying. So I think about that as a good thing, because it's a release for people, and Heaven Can Wait seems to get people, and I don't know whether it's to do with me instilling in the song my desperate loss of losing my mum and my dad, and basically just the inevitability of it all, and just this idea that maybe in my head, maybe heaven could have waited just a little bit longer, you know, you just let me have a little bit longer. And I suppose the punchline of the song is, you know, heaven can really take somebody away from you, but they won't take them from your heart. So they're always going to be there. So I would say possibly that Heaven Can Wait is one of the ones that gets the most reaction.
Bye. that something has come here. In the silence that was between us, your eyes spoke loud.
That was Heaven Can Wait from the album by Horace called Coming Up for Air. This is J.D. Doyle, and you've been listening to part three of my new show, Out Radio. And there's one more part to go, and it'll be all dance music. I've got time for one more song on this segment, and I'm continuing my interview with Horace. One song that really grabbed me was Safe.
That's an interesting song, actually. Safe, I wrote with... you have American Idol, and in our country we have X Factor, and what preceded that was Pop Idol, all involved with Simon Cowell. And one of the winners was a Scottish girl called Michelle McManus. And for me, she won this thing, but she was a very large girl, and people focused on her size. And being a real champion of causes... I didn't like this very much, and her star began to fade slightly, as these things do unless you have huge success beyond. And she has bases in London and Glasgow, and I approached her and I said, you know, would you like to do some writing? Because you've got an excellent platform and it would be good for you to write your own stuff instead of being handed songs which are meaningless. And anyway, so we did a little bit of writing, and Safe is one of those songs that came out of it. And Safe was her experience of never having been in love before, and what was it like, and would she know it if it actually, would she recognise it if it came to her? So that basically that's what the song's about.
Love, is it love I'm looking for? All I know is I'm not sure. And if it was to come to me, would I fall? I want to know where to begin, to open up and let you in. Or should I stay here at the start with my heart? Love, is it me or is it you? Is there something I don't do? Should there be a me and you? They say I will know you by your smile. Sparks ignite and drive me wild. It's so obvious, of course. You just know. Safe.